A musical based on the classic 1985 sci-fi comedy Back to the Future has come to Broadway. The show has this attention-grabbing special effect, a DeLorean car that actually flies. Jeff London went to see it.
After a recent matinee of Back to the Future, dozens of families poured onto Broadway. One of them, the Angelos, traveled from Sugarloaf, Pennsylvania to see the show, and their 8-year-old daughter Lula loved it.
It was amazing. And the car, I can't even speak about it. It went upside down.
Finn Ross is the video designer of Back to the Future, part of a team which takes the much-loved film and makes it work in the theater. And even though Doc Brown's plutonium-powered DeLorean only appears in a handful of sequences, Ross says,
I think the most important rule we gave to ourselves is the car is the star. Like, we can't overpower the car. We have to create a world for the car to inhabit and be free to move around in.
It's a time machine? Wait a minute, Doc. Are you trying to tell me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
The design team worked with director John Rando over a series of workshops to figure out how to make the car look like it's speeding through Hill Valley, how it could leave fiery skid marks, fly, and appear seemingly out of nowhere. That trick was figured out by illusions designer Chris Fisher.
So I have Marty sail through on the skateboard, lit through the space, so there's nothing there. We're saying there's nothing there, and then bang, 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 there's the DeLorean.
Pulling the illusion off took days of technical rehearsal with the stage crew, all of whom are sworn to secrecy.
Because when you find out a secret of how magic works, it's actually quite disappointing.
Set designer Tim Hatley made a 3D scan of a real DeLorean and then created a car which is slightly smaller in scale to fit on stage and do everything it's asked to do, which includes being danced on.
It's a time machine that goes both ways, to new tomorrows and to yesterdays.
Inside it all is a mechanical steel aluminium madness of gizmos and electronics and what we call turtles to make it spin, motors, lights, effects, smoke machines, speakers. It's crammed with that. You can just get a person in it.
Director John Rando says Bob Gale, who wrote the script for the movie and the musical, made one change to the way the car works.
So he had the DeLorean speak and, you know, be voice activated only by Doc.
Start the car!
Voice not recognized.
I said start the car, damn it!
Profanity not necessary.
There's an LED wall at the back of the stage and a scrim in the front with the car sandwiched in between. While the car itself moves a bit and the wheels light up, Finn Ross's video helps it look like it's picking up speed when it travels back and forward in time.
Rose, where we're going, we don't need roads.
The pièce de résistance is the car flying at the end. John Rando says set designer Tim Hatley invited him to his studio and held a model in his hand.
And he said, you know, it's going to do this. It's going to go up in the air, and then it's going to turn, and then it's going to come towards the audience, and then it's going to go out over the audience. And I'm like, okay. And then it's going to do a 360, and then it's going to turn around and go on its merry way. And yeah, I think that's really good.
Or, as Lula Angelo says, amazing. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
The power of love is a curious thing. Make a one man weep, make another man sing.